The following is an AI reading of my blog called
Bypassing Hotspot Restrictions for Data.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
Many mobile carriers restrict personal hotspot usage, forcing users to upgrade to pricier plans just to share their internet connection. For example, operators in Panama offer unlimited data, ilimitado, but that does not include hotspot traffic. How do they detect and block tethering / hotspot? One common method is checking the time to live (TTL) value in data packets originating from phone. What is TTL and how does it reveal tethering? Every internet packet has a TTL value, which decreases by 1 each time it passes through a router. It's like a counter and its primary goal is to avoid loops. Example, let's say a device sets TTL in a packet to 2. The first router decreases it to 1, the next router decreases it to 0. A 0 value means the packet should be dropped, just discarded, and not forwarded further. A typical mobile device sends packets with a TTL of 64, so when another device connects via hotspot, its packets arrive at the carrier's network with a TTL of 63. A dead giveaway that they were routed. Why is it so? Your laptop has also a TTL of 64 by default. Your phone passes the packet through the hotspot, but decreases TTL to 63. Carriers detect this and can throttle or block tethering or limit hotspot use data to say 1 GB. Why changing TTL to 65 works? By setting your computer or router's TTL to 65, the packet arrives to the network with 64, making it indistinguishable from normal phone traffic. This simple tweak tricks the carrier's network into thinking all traffic originates from your phone, effectively bypassing hotspot restrictions. How to set it up on Linux? echo65/proc/sys/net/ipf/ip/ipdefault/ttl. Thanks to it Wilderco, it will not persist reboot. How to set it up on Mac OS? Sudo systol wnet init ip TTL equals 65, this won't persist reboots. In order to persist reboot, do this. Sudo nano /library/launch/daemons/com, custom, TTL, plist paste the following, XML version equals 1.0 encoding equals UTF-8. Doctype plist public /apple/dtd plist 1.0/enhttp/www.apple.com/dtds/property/list1.0. DTD plist version equals 1.0 dict key label /keystring.com, custom, TTL /string, key program arguments /key array/string/usr/sbin/systol/string/w/string/net, init, ip, TTL equals 65/string/array, key run at load /key true/key keep alive/key false/dict/plist press control + x, then y, then enter. Set permissions and load launch daemon. Sudo ch mod 644/library/launch/daemons/com. Custom, TTL. Plist sudo chown root, wheel/library/launch/daemons/com. Custom, TTL. Plist sudo launchtl load/library/launch/daemons/com. Custom, TTL. Plist u. Can see the current value with systol net, init, ip, TTL, alternative approach with SOX proxy. If you can't set it on client machine, for example, you don't have root access, there is another option. You can run a SOX or HTTP proxy on your smartphone. This way, your browser or SSH client through SOXify connects to your phone and the phone creates a new connection with TTL 64. You can run every proxy on your Android, preferably Graphene OS phone, then configure either your system or just a browser to go through the proxy. One advantage is that if you run a VPN on your phone, the connections will go through VPN since they originate from the phone. This is not the case with mobile hotspot itself. Even if you use VPN, connections from your laptop bypass the VPN connection. Enjoy!
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine. But I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you. And I would really appreciate if you used Value for Value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or boost. I read all the comments on the boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.